St. Michael's is the oldest standing church in Charleston, built in 1761, and has always been the house of worship for the city's finest families, including the wealthiest plantation owners. Because of this history, the church was the main target used by Union-controlled Sea Island Fort guns surrounding the city. St. Michael's tall steeple had been used as a lookout during the Revolutionary War and again during the Civil War. But just as the watchmen could see beyond the city from this tall vantage point, the steeple could also be seen from Union Canyons on nearby Morris Island. To protect the church, the bell tower was painted gray to blend in with the horizon so it would not stand out in the city skyline. From 1863 through February 1865, Charleston was shelled on a daily basis, ending when the city was evacuated by the Confederates. In fact, if you're able to go inside, there is a scar at the foot of the pulpit from a shell that landed during the Civil War. Also look for the large, long, double pew in the center of the church, which is number 43. This is where Robert E. Lee would worship during his time in Charleston. It's also where George Washington sat during his visit to Charleston. Continue south down Meeting Street. You'll want to cross back over to the right side of the street after crossing Trad Street for our next stop at 37 Meeting Street.